about the factors associated with hand washing behavior. I tried to make the design a little bit different from the first one, so not too boring. Okay, again, the same. During the H1N1 influenza pandemic in 2009, the Korean Centers for Disease Control and Prevention made strenuous efforts to promote the importance of hand hygiene, since only 63.4% of South Koreans practiced proper hand washing. From the Korean CDC's 2005 data. Therefore, it seemed necessary to educate the public with the importance of hand washing as the first step to good health. Especially early education about proper hand washing might be a key to prevent several infectious diseases. This study aims to examine the association between family factors and children's proper hand washing behaviors. Because before doing this study, we tried with so many social factors, which is related to hand washing behaviors. And economic situation was not that strong, but family factors, including parental influence and their bonding between child and parents, were more significantly associated with their health behaviors. Proper hand washing has been recognized as one of the most effective and affordable infection control practices to prevent contagious viral and bacterial infection spread through hands and to minimize the risk of cross infection. Let me tell you a little bit about the background, family influences and children hand washing. When considering the life cycle based health promotion policy, the elementary school age, which is 6 to 12 years old in Korea, is when children start perceiving their health status and learn health promoting behaviors. The perceptions and habits acquired at this stage can lay a foundation for lifelong health practices and determine the quality of life. Since the lives of children at elementary school age are heavily dependent on their parents and families, they are likely to be affected by education and examples presented at both home and schools. So the purpose of the study was investigating the level of engagement in hand washing practice and thoroughness of hand cleansing among elementary school children and determine the impacts on children's hand cleansing habits of parental bonding and the amount of time shared between parents and children under the condition of controlling socioeconomic variables such as parents' income and education levels as well as parents' hand washing behaviors. Sampling was the same. Measurement. Well, we had two measurements about hand washing behavior. One was engagement in hand washing behavior was made by Korean CDC based on WHO guideline for hand washing. And so that means how well, how often and how well they wash their hands. And the second dimension was thoroughness of hand washing. It is, they should wash the all parts of the hands with appropriate material, such as soap. So we measured the engagement of hand washing as a continuous variable consisting of about 10 questions based on the KCDC's recommendation, and the thoroughness was dichotomous variable, so if they wash their hands thoroughly or not. And we measured parental bonding with you by using care subscale of the parental bonding instrument, and we measure the shared time as children's self-descriptive responses to the question asking about the amount of time they spend with parents or guardians for studying, eating, conversation, and playing, excepting sleeping time. The result. Okay. The characteristics of the subject, gender and economic status same, housing type, parents' marital status, 93.9% of married parents. Their monthly household income was 4,600,000 won, not dollars. And parental education was, the average education years was 14.2, that is some college or more. As you know, the average level of education was pretty high in Korea. So, and then parental bonding score was 3.9 on a 5.0 scale. And shared time by hours, they spend 5.8 hours per day with their parents playing, eating, or conversating. And parents' hand washing time was average 2.2 times, plus minus 1.5 standard deviation. And children's hand washing times was 3.6 plus minus 1.1 standard deviation. So apparently, children wash their hands better than their parents. Okay, let me skip this. Okay, about the thoroughness of the hand washing behavior, use of soap never used 2.1, most of times 31.4%, and always 57.4%. And parts of the hands washed, palms 98.1, and backs, wrists, between fingers, under fingernails 48.1%. And thoroughness, only 17.4% of the children thoroughly washed their hands with proper soap. Okay, this is the univariate logistic analysis of the thoroughness of children's hand washing. Okay, as you see, statistically significant results were parental bonding, shared time, and frequencies of parents' hand washing per day, and scores for the level of parents' engagement in hand washing. So again, all the significant results were found with the parental factors, such as how well their parents practice their hand washing behavior, and how well they are bonded, and how much time they spend together. Okay, here, this is multivariate regression analysis after controlling for other variables. Child gender. So, boys are much better than girls. Girls are much, much better. Girls are much, much better than boys. And parents' marital status. When their parents are married, the students practice health behavior well. Maybe they could have more time, or we can imagine something like that. Scored for the level of parents' engagement in hand washing, it was significant, and parental bonding between child and parents was significant also, and the shared time was another important factor. Okay, this is about the result of multivariate logistic analysis of the thoroughness of children's hand washing. This was interesting. Children's experience of education on hand washing was significantly associated. That means, well, they can just wash their hands from under the influence of other family factors, but only when they were taught about the thorough method of hand washing, they practiced the thoroughly washed their hands. So to make them practice hand washing behavior thoroughly, definitely we need to provide education. Okay. Thoroughness of parents' hand washing behavior affects children's behavior statistically significantly, and parental bonding and shared time were another factors associated with hand washing behavior. The thoroughness of hand washing behavior. Okay, let me go to the final result. The level of parental bonding has a significant impact both on children's hand washing practice and the thoroughness of the method. The amount of time spent with parents affects children's engagement in hand washing practice. Education on hand washing affected the thoroughness of the hand washing, but not the scores of the level of engagement in hand washing. The scores for the level of children's engagement in hand washing were affected by those of parental engagement and the thoroughness of children's hand washing by that of parents. Female students compared to male students, and those whose parents were living together compared to those whose parents were divorced, were more engaged in hand washing practice. The results point out that parent participation should be considered in child health education. And it is important to provide an environment in which parents and children can strengthen the bond with each other. In the long run, child health promotion approaches that offer improved family environments in addition to healthy education will not only encourage health-promoting behaviors among children, but also improve the quality of their lives into adulthood. Well, my lab is dealing with health disparity issues. The reason to begin this study was simple reason. The government provide the same amount of education to everybody, but some of the students are affected by the public education and they really change their health behavior, but some are not. So, you know, with the same policy approach, the results were different depending on their socioeconomic or some other facts. So we were wondering what was the factor which resulted in health behavior disparities. So, and then we found that many students didn't have enough parental and family care at home, and the result shows that children with less care from their parents did not practice their health behaviors enough. So that was our final findings. Thank you very much. And thank you for your patience in my English.